People think that the main problem with the human mind is that it doesn't have all the information it needs. And therefore, education becomes the redemptive solution to society's problems. Get education to all these kids, and then maybe we won't have all the problems that we have, like the invention of elaborate scams or sophisticated terrorist plots or complex schemes of embezzling or fast-talking, mentally nimble radio rudeness. Now, that little list right there shoots itself in the foot. Because all those people are educated. They're the most educated. And what education did for them was refine the power of their sinning. It takes a lot of education to make people feel stupid on the radio by being a good talk show host. That takes a lot of education. And so do all the other elaborate computer sinning that's going on in the world. Education only helps sinners do it better, smarter, more shrewd, more successfully. How in the world can stock in our brains with more information produce transformation? That's not the solution. And I love the Bible so much. And one of the reasons I love the Bible is because it provides for me diagnoses and analyses of the human condition so much wiser than anything I read anywhere else. You read analyses of the human problem in sociology or psychology or psychiatry or anthropology or history or newspapers or political commentary, and I just read them and I come away, they don't have a clue what the problem is. Unless, of course, they've got a Christian worldview filtering in to those disciplines. Here's what the Bible says, be renewed. Only now I'm going to bring out a phrase by going to the place where Paul uses the verb of that noun, renewal. Go to Ephesians 4:22. Just listen. It's only one phrase. I'll read it to you. Paul says in Ephesians 4:22, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, that's a very strange phrase. Spirit of your mind? What in the world is that? Spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is a far deeper analysis than just be renewed in the data fed into the computer of your mind. The least that phrase means is that our brains are not mere mechanical computers handling data objectively and then offering them to the heart for appropriate moral responses. That's a totally inadequate conception of what the mind is. I think the spirit of the mind means something like the mind has a mindset. The mind just doesn't just view things, it has a viewpoint. The mind doesn't just perceive and detect, it has a posture, it has a demeanor, it has a bearing, it has an attitude, it has a bent. Those are all my efforts to get at the biblical phrase, spirit of the mind. That's what's got to change. Not just the data. The spirit of the mind, the viewpoint, the bent, the mindset of the mind has got to change. And the reason it's got to change is that John Piper's mental problem is not merely my finitude, whereby I lack certain pieces of information. Not being God. My problem is that I'm fallen, not just finite. And I want to be God. My mind is bent in a way that says I don't like having a supreme, absolute being having sway over my life. No, thank you. I will write my own list. I will determine what I want, and nothing coming from outside of me is going to be my absolute authority. No, that's who I am by nature, and that's who you are by nature. And as long as that mindset, that bent, that demeanor, that bearing, that attitude, that viewpoint of hostility to God in His absoluteness exists, you will not be transformed except in the most external, artificial ways. That's got to go. That's got to be changed.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.